This goes to Marie, M-A-R-I-E, N like November, Z-O-K-O-Y, N like November, P like practice, fix, 517-321-7509, and Amy Painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R, N-P, like N like November, P like practice, fax 989-802-8815. Regarding Carol, middle initial A like Ann, Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D. Date of birth, 2/20/1945. Dear Miss Naz, N-Z-O-K-O-Y, and Miss Painter, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Conrad with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. She was seen in consultation on December 19th of 2023 for increasing creatinine levels. They got as high as 1.4, and etiology was unknown. She had been using Celebrex on a regular basis, and we did ask that she stop using it to see if we could see some improvement in kidney function. And she was able to stop that prior to her consultation. She doesn't notice any increase in pain since she stopped the Celebrex. And she has been going to a pain clinic at University of Michigan. She did receive a nerve block, which didn't help. And she is scheduled to go back for a rhizotomy May 7th of this year. And she's hoping she'll receive some relief from the rhizotomy for her low back pain. Also, since her last visit, she had to stop the Farxiga. She could not afford it. It was going to cost $700 a month. So for diabetes, she was switched to Amaryl 1 milligram once daily, and that does seem to be helping. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Her rheumatoid arthritis is currently well controlled. She does receive Orencia every 4 weeks, and that does seem to keep the rheumatoid arthritis in remission. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she has no edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone. She takes 12.5 milligram daily. Detrol is 2 milligram once a day. She's actually been out of that for at least a month because the pharmacy had been unable to get it, and she really sees no difference in the amount of urinary incontinence she's experiencing. And she wonders if she could just hold that for now. That seems appropriate. She's on methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 7 tabs once a week. Metoprolol is 100 milligram at bedtime. And gabapentin is 100 milligram 3 times a day. And now the Amaryl 1 milligram once daily for the diabetes. Physical exam. Weight is 178 pounds. Pulse is 53. Blood pressure is 114 over 78. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 4th of 2024. Creatinine has continued to improve. Most recently at 0.99, down from 1.2. 1.18 and 1.4 were the previous three levels. We now have an estimated GFR of 58, albumin 4.5, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.5, intact parathyroid hormone is 79.1, urine protein to creatinine ratio 0.53, so slightly elevated, hemoglobin is 11.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with proteinuria. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension is currently well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. And 4, history of long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Currently, she's been off those for about 4 months, and creatinine levels are starting to improve. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.